888-41-SEPTIC or go to septicheater.com.
That was going to be Homestead's new number. They had septic in their new number. They're going to have to go with their old number, which they didn't realize at the time had an unfortunate word in it. Shafted. And they didn't even know the number spelled that. But their old number spelled shafted, and they wanted to get a new number that, well, they're going to have to come up with another one. For now, go with 651-490-5555. And those fives have three letters associated with them, J, K, and L. Mix it up till it spells something respectable. 490-5555, that's the 651 area code. Now, what happens when you ring Homestead Mortgage? Well, something like this. Hola, que lastima, que le ha pasado. Speak English. Yeah, sorry.
I'd like money.
Now, when I call Homestead Mortgage, I don't know how to talk like a businessman. Businessmen, they know all the fancy terms. They know how to say all the right high finance things. That they have the high yield total liquidity lingo or whatever the hell that way of talking is that you see these loan officers do. Boy, when they pull off a beautiful line without a mistake and it just flows like Spanish. It sounds like Spanish. I just think, wow, did you go to an immersion school? Where the hell did you learn to talk that way? What did you just... I never know what they're saying. I just say to Homestead, give me my money! And thousands of dollars come raining down, and people sometimes go with other mortgage lenders because they think they're going to get a lower rate, which they never do. And they go with other mortgage lenders because their sister works there and they want to make her happy. But how happy are they when she doesn't show for the closing because she's at the 3-2 joint in Minneapolis, 8 in the morning, forgetting all about it, half in the bag, leaving two kids at home, the kind of thing that can put her in jail for quite a while. You know the law in St. Paul is you cannot leave a kid for 15 minutes? I forget what the age cutoff is, but you can't leave them to run into a store for 15 minutes, let alone leave them to go to a 3-2 joint and get tanked when you're supposed to be showing up at a closing. Now, I've seen too many schlock and clown operations where the paperwork wasn't in order, too many cases where they looked professional, wore a nice suit, but didn't know beans about different programs you can get for these consolidation loan packages, all the different ways you can finagle your life so that all of a sudden you're on easy street and the other guy's screwed. I guess at Homestead, somebody's got to go down, and they believe it should be the other guy. That sounds a little dog-eat-dog, but welcome to Planet Earth 2005, people. You can like it or you can go with schlock and clown and suffer yourself so that other people can get rich. I mean, how do you want to live? I don't want to talk this way in ads. This isn't the way the ad was supposed to go. I was going to talk about monkeys. But I can't see how I can segue there now, so we're going to bail on this ad in 3, 2, 1.